Come join the Duvalls, Jason and Carrie, as they give you a glimpse into what it's like having a collector as your spouse. Might she have been finally bitten by the collecting bug? Will he be sleeping on the couch this week? Toy World Order presents Married to the Collection. Brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Married to the Collection right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin at binstoybin.com and youtube.com/binstoybin. I'm Jason Duvall. With me as always is my lovely wife of darn near 10 years at this point, Carrie Duvall.
Hello.
Hi. So gang, it's been a while since our last episode. It's been about a month or so. We haven't taken as many adventures this year as we normally do. Lots of stuff happened, and we talked about it before. Sick doggy and all that good stuff. And although he's better now, you know, we're still kind of rebounding from the first of the year's expenditures, I guess you could say. But we decided for our birthday weekend.
Speaking of, as of right now when we're recording, yes, it is Jason's birthday.
It is, yay!
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you, babe. Carrie's was on the 4th, so it was just several days ago. So happy belated birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
The fans were very kind and very sweet to send us both lots of birthday wishes and birthday greetings, and we appreciate it greatly. I say time and time again that the site has the best fans in the world, and it really does show, because I love our fans. I think they're amazing. But we decided this year, we hadn't done it in 3 years now, I guess. We've talked about the 127 sale on the show before. We've discussed it at length. We decided this year, I wouldn't say the last minute, but the start of the week, that we would go do the 127 over the weekend, and for the first time in a couple of years, and see what we could find, and continue our once proud tradition of the 127 every year. We journeyed to Van Wert, Ohio. We decided we were going to start in Van Wert, which is a little town just north on the 127, and we decided, well, we'll start there. We'll go south to Greenville, Ohio, which was about 40-50 miles away from Van Wert. So we decided, well, we knew in the past that we talked about it a lot over the weekend. The first year we went, we traveled 30 miles in 8 hours. I mean, that's how many sales there are, and it was a lot of stop and go, and you'd hit these giant fields or these sections right off the highway where there's just, 100, 150 vendors set up on the side of a road, and you just stop, and that takes up, that eats up like an hour at least. So, but we journeyed there Friday night after I got off work, and that's always an adventure to take when you're like, hey, let's do a 6-hour drive at 4 p.m.
Well, we almost didn't get to go.
That's true.
Because what happened was, our plan was to leave shortly after you got home from work.
Right.
I already had the car packed.
Sodas in the car.
Well, I had sent you a text message and said, it was about 3:15. You we're going to be off at 3:30. And I said, I'm going to go gas the car up.
Yep.
And get us our drinks for the road.
Yep.
Just in case you get home before me and I'm not home. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I asked the dog if he wanted to go with me. And we got up to head out the door, and I hear this huge bang.
Yeah.
And then everything in the house just shut off.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, what the heck? So I sent you another message, and I said, the power's out.
Yes.
But I thought, I'm going to go ahead and get the gas and the drinks. And I already asked the dog if he wanted to go with me, and he was having a cow. So I thought, well, maybe by the time I get back, it'll kick back on.
Right.
It wasn't storming, nothing going on outside. So I didn't know what was going on. I get home, it's still not on. And you pulled up in the driveway about 5 minutes later. And we talked to the neighbors, found out a transformer blew across the street.
Yep.
And CWLP, which is the company here in Illinois, I don't know if that's everywhere.
Right.
They're the power people. They came and fixed it and had it back up and running in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But
we were sweating for that, a little bit.
Yeah, for those 20 minutes, I was like, because we couldn't just leave.
No.
Like, we can't just go, and I'm going to be worried about this the whole time we're gone.
Right.
So, yeah, it came back on, thank God, and So that kind of got us off to a late start.
It was like almost a bad omen. I was like, maybe we shouldn't do this trip because this is already starting out horrible.
Yeah. So it was like, instead of leaving like at 4, I think it was closer to 5 when we finally pulled out of the driveway and headed out. So.
Oh, what a drive. It's about a 6-hour drive from here to where we were staying, roughly. It took about 6.5 hours because as soon as we got into, the route you take, well, at least we were taking, skirts you around
Indianapolis,
like skirts you all the way around Indianapolis. So we didn't have to hit anything bad, but they apparently decided they were going to start doing night construction on the highway. And the 2-lane highway that was already congested to begin with became a 1-lane highway for about a good 4 miles.
And that 4 miles took forever. But what was weird is that I was driving and I never saw any signs about construction or anything. And all of a sudden, traffic just came to a standstill. And I'm like, what's happening? Was there an accident? Is there construction up there? What's going on? And finally, after like 5 minutes, we got smart and Googled it and saw that there was construction and it's a 1-lane road ahead. And I had never seen any signs leading up to that saying 1-lane road ahead or anything. So that was a little frustrating. And and what's funny is that the Hope Motel, I guess you should call it. Well, okay. So like you said, it wasn't last minute, but it kind of was. It was on Monday. We decided let's do this. We went online, figured out where we wanted to, what town we wanted to stay in. And then we started looking to see what the hotels were in the town. There were 3 options: Comfort Inn, Holiday Inn, and this place called the Fountain Inn. Yeah. Well, Holiday Inn was out of the question because it was super expensive.
Yep.
Comfort Inn
was booked.
Was all booked. So we thought, okay, we'll try this Fountain Inn. Okay, we made reservations, whatever. And on Friday, I suggested to you at some point during the day, maybe in your lunch, to call them and give them a heads up that we weren't going to be getting there until late. Because I kind of had the feeling from their website and what I was reading that it was not a normal hotel where someone staffed at the front desk all night.
Yeah, it was not.
So I wanted to make sure someone was going to be there at midnight. So you called and talked to the lady and explained it. And she said that was fine. Well, she called us twice.
Yes, she did.
Once was while we were in that construction. And she's like, are you coming? And we're like, yes.
I was like, we're stuck in traffic right outside Indianapolis. We're trying to get through it.
As soon as
we get through this, we'll be on our way again. She said, okay.
Yeah. And she was a little, she was foreign.
She was foreign.
I don't know what nationality. So it was, we had a little bit of a communication barrier with her, but trying to explain to her that we're in construction. I don't know if she quite understood, but we're like, we're coming, please. Yes. Stay there.
We'll be there. We finally pull into Van Wert.
But she called again.
Yes. We were about five minutes away from her.
Yeah, like right outside the exit. Yeah. And you were like, we're getting ready to pull in. Seriously.
Yeah, we'll be there in like 5 minutes. That was crazy. So we pull in. We're thinking originally we were going to get there about 11, 11:30, be able to relax, get some sleep, get up, which is what we did the last time we went, except we thought, last time we went, we left at like noon.
We left at noon. And then we kept stopping at places, and then we stopped at Dave and Buster's and ate and played games. So we didn't actually get to our hotel room until like 12:30. I was like, this is very reminiscent of last year, the last time that we went.
Yes, because we pull up into the Fountain Inn, and it's 12:45
at this point. And I felt so bad because we walked into the main office, and I was right. The person working, that lady,
she lives there.
Yeah. And I'm assuming she's the manager.
She wanted to go to bed.
She was waiting for us to get there so she could go to sleep.
Yeah.
So we were like, I'm so sorry. She's like, but she was...
Oh, she was a sweetheart.
She was super nice. She was like, have a good night's rest. No problem, whatever.
Fountain Inn is a historical landmark. It's been on this location for over 60 years. So it's on the registry as a historical landmark, but it's also still a working inn. And let me tell you, the rooms definitely show the fact that you're sitting in somewhere that was built 60 years ago.
It was interesting.
It was very interesting. I wasn't too, like, I do this now every time we go to a hotel. I check the bed for bed bugs. Like, I pull the sheets up.
Yeah, that's anywhere we stay. It doesn't matter.
I pull the sheets up and check the mattress because I know what I'm looking for. So I'm digging, and I'm like, okay, well, the mattress is fine. But then I'm, like, looking around this room going, well, there's a stove in this room and a sink right by the bed. So...
Literally, the sink was right next to the bed. Like,
yes.
Yeah, and I was like, that's really strange, because there was a sink in the bathroom. So I don't know.
We're like, what?
Yeah, there was a stove, a microwave.
A fridge.
So I get the feeling this is a place where you can, you know, it's probably for people that stay longer than one night. But yes. It was just a weird setup, and I'm just clean. I'll give it that. It was clean, and for what we paid for the room, all we needed was a bed and a shower, so it was fine. But we didn't get very much sleep that night.
No, we crawled into bed. We tried to get some sleep.
Well, the air conditioner was like a window unit.
Oh, and it was loud and monstrous.
It was extremely loud. No curtains on the windows, only blinds.
Yes.
Luckily, I had taken my eye mask, because I have to have complete darkness in my sleep.
Yeah, Carrie can't sleep with
this. So I had that, but that it was just... It was crazy.
It was crazy. We,
But, it, you know, again, all we needed was a bed and a shower.
Yeah, we just needed a bed for a night.
Well, and I was kind of annoyed in the morning because I wanted to actually take a bath because I love baths.
Yes.
There was no stopper in the shower, so I had to take a shower.
Yeah, Carrie was a little frustrated. She's like, I got to take a shower. I want to take a shower.
But, yeah, when we pulled in at, like, 12:30, there was one parking space left.
Yeah.
So I think we were probably the last people.
The last people there, because all the hotels, of course, are booked up because the 127, because people pull into town as they're driving, either driving, you know.
Well, vendors need somewhere to stay if they're set up there or something. So, because we drove by the Holiday Inn on the way to the Fountain Inn, and I pointed over and I said, look. And it was packed.
Yeah, it was crazy. It definitely was an adventure this time, that's for sure.
So we got up the next morning, and we thought, okay, yard sales around here usually start around 7.
7, yeah.
So we got up at...
We got up at like 6:20. You took a shower. We were decided, okay,
wanted to get out of the room.
Yeah.
I was like, let's just go. So, yeah, we get up, and I guess we looked online...
Yes.
And saw that one of the places we wanted to go was the fairgrounds there in town. It had said online that there would be a bunch of people set up out there, but then it said it wouldn't start till 8.
Yes.
So we thought, okay, well, that's fine. Maybe some other people in town that are having sales will be open.
Yeah.
Nobody.
No.
Not a single person was ready.
Everyone started at 8. So we ventured down to McDonald's and set McDonald's for an hour. Like,
we're like, this
there.
Is crazy.
It's like, this is nuts.
Yeah. So, that's all right. We had a good breakfast, and we were able to relax a little bit before we hit up all the sales. But
the 127 is interesting, because we've only ever done Ohio, and that little stretch in Ohio. It's never been the same stretch, but we usually hit the same town somehow at the end. But, of course, we talked about it. If you don't remember, you haven't heard the episodes before, the 127 yard sale starts from Michigan, goes all the way to Alabama.
It's
690 miles. So it goes through Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. And it's a pretty amazing thing. It really is. There's this year, I think, we for the first time we've gone in a few years now. But since, you know, we've gone the last time, you know, the collection's grown. We've gotten smarter and wiser about the deals that we get, about the stuff we're looking for, has kind of condensed a little bit. So we kind of... had a game plan on what we were, well, not really what we were looking for, but stuff that we knew would catch our eye. We didn't dig as many in as many bins this time. We did, but we didn't. It was a very fruitful experience. And I know I saw just today, this morning, looking around as I was laying in bed, a lot of people, unlike a lot of the vintage tour groups, had gone on the 127 in different parts of that 700 miles and had found a bunch of stuff. And we found we actually found quite a bit on the 127. I thought
I think we did okay. I mean, I didn't want to come home with a whole carload of stuff, so I was happy about just having like a trunk full,
yeah,
just the trunk.
Yeah, we because I remember the first year we went, we talked about we loaded up the back of the truck.
Oh, yes, the first year we took our truck.
Yeah.
And then the second year we took the car because the truck now can't really go.
It wouldn't make it that far,
but. Yeah, we went to the fairgrounds first. there was actually a guy there who had a bunch of Happy Meal type stuff, yeah. A lot of McDonald's stuff. He was like,
he was part of the collector community, the McDonald's collector community before they shut it down. The big official one, kind of official, semi unofficial, before they shut it down. So he had been collecting this stuff for decades. Yeah.
He had a lot of, we bought some stuff off of him and talked to him for quite a bit.
His prices weren't great, but they weren't terrible. Like we bought
a Grimace puppet.
Yeah, we'll show some of the stuff to you. There'll be a video portion of this podcast that's a collection expansion extravaganza episode where we're just going to show off all of this merchandise later this week. So you'll be able to see some of the stuff we're talking about, and we'll talk about it more in depth. But yeah, Grimace puppet, some Happy Meal boxes from Star Trek, which was one of the first licensed Happy Meal promotions. So that he had a couple of the Happy Meal boxes, which were very cool, but. You know, they were like, I think all three of those items were for like $5 a piece.
Yeah.
So the first very stop we went to, the first table we stopped at and bought anything, we dropped almost $40. Just because we were like, you know, we found a lot of cool stuff. And it's like,
yeah, he had some really neat stuff. So, and like I said, we talked to him for quite a bit about, you know, just Happy Meal, McDonald's and stuff like that. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
And then we were like, well... The problem was this
part
town,
of the 127 was closed off in Van Wert, so you couldn't go straight through Van Wert. You had to take a detour around the fairgrounds and around the other way to get back to the 127. So we had taken this little detour to get to the fairgrounds, but when you got to the fairgrounds, you couldn't go out the same way you came in. You had to go down farther, go out another gate, which wasn't anywhere near where you would come in at. So we were trying
to get back to the main street to hit up all the sales that weren't open yet when we went to McDonald's. But we couldn't figure out how to get to it.
We were like,
just forget it.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Had I been smart enough, I would have just put in the address to that McDonald's we went to. I would have just had the GPS look up McDonald's and taken us back to that McDonald's to go back the other way again.
Oh, my word. That's a lot of...
We were already lost as it was, and I finally was just like...
Let's just start.
We had seen driving the night before and that morning, there was a sale right out front that had... You know, everything was tarped off, but they had an arcade cabinet that was tarped off. And I was like, oh, I bet you there's probably some good stuff there. Because if they've got an arcade cabinet sitting out front, then there's probably some very interesting stuff there. And we were trying to get back to that, and finally we had just gotten so lost. I was like, let's just find our way back to the 127. Let's head south. Let's just go. I'm like, this town's really upsetting me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it's not even 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm already furious. And it wasn't anyone, so I wasn't mad at Carrie or anything. I was just like, this town is dumb. Let's get out of here. Let's get on the road to where the highway is open. Why they're doing construction work at this time of year right here, I'll never know. So we ended up just skipping all that and getting on the 127. But for a little while, we were thinking, you know, we might get to Greenville pretty quick. And we might have to, you know, we had some other plans, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I was like, I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, we may do this 50 miles, like, in
quickly,
nothing.
Quickly,
because
we drove for a long stretch. With really, like, maybe a yard sale here or there.
Yeah.
But it would be one of those ones where there'd be a sign that would say garage sale half mile this way. And we're like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
I don't want to venture.
We're not going off the beaten path. Yeah. Let's just stay on here.
But then we finally ran in. The next town was called Salina.
Yes.
Oh, my word. We probably could have spent the entire day there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
oh, yeah.
Seriously, like 8 hours.
Yeah. It was nuts.
There were sales everywhere. Yes. It was crazy.
It was a lot of, like, the main drag as you drive through Salina going south on the 127. It was just,
it started, like, about 5 miles before you hit the town, there would be, like, 10 to 15 people set up.
Yeah.
Here.
Which is what we like.
Yes. And then you go a couple more miles, and then it'd be a whole bunch more people set up. And
yeah. Because we're not one really for... We do stop at a lot of single sales, but something like that, we're more like we want a flea market environment where you just go dealer to dealer to dealer to dealer, and that's usually where we find a lot of our stuff. So we hit a lot of those going into Salina and looking around and finding all those, and we get back in the car and we'd go, and we got into the main drag of town, and it was just like, okay, we got to park somewhere, because it was just... Blocks and blocks and blocks of yard sales in every house.
Yeah, just about every house. So, yeah, we just finally just parked and kind of backtracked a little bit, and then worked our way back to the car. And I don't know that we really found too much in the town, but It was just, there were people everywhere. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was nuts. It was a very, very crowded scene for sure.
And then
our goal during all of this, we had made plans. Well, we'll do the 127, but also, ever since Dave and I had gone to the Columbus Toy Show 2 years ago now, while we were driving to Columbus, we drive right past Springfield, Ohio, and off the highway there is a place called the Heart of Ohio Antique Center. And you literally can see it a mile away because it's a huge building, and it's just this...
And it has the word antiques written on the roof.
Yes, so you can see it coming a mile away. You're like, holy crap, what is that? And I remember telling Carrie I'd taken pictures of it on our way back home the next day. I had taken pictures so I could show Carrie, like, you got to see this, it's huge. And we had talked about trying to go see that since then. And then things didn't work out. Chase got sick, and we didn't take a vacation, and lots of other stuff happened. We finally were like, okay, well, we're going to Ohio. The Heart of Ohio Antique Center is only about an hour west.
No, east.
An hour east.
East of Greenville.
East of Greenville. So let's do that. That's not a bad drive. You know, we'll do all that. We'll get to Greenville. We'll do what we need to do in Greenville, which was a little place called the Dark County Threshers.
It's called the Dark County Steam Threshers. Like a campground.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of vendors set up out there, and we remembered...
One in particular.
Yeah. To the two times we had gone in the past, there was this couple that was set up there both times who had basically everything that we love.
Oh, yeah. Books,
kids'
stuffed
books,
animals,
stuffed animals, everything.
Glasses,
so
all kinds of stuff.
We specifically went to run into them, and they weren't there, and we were upset, but we did find somebody else.
We did find a lady who was a Happy Meal collector herself who'd been collecting full sets of stuff for years, and not only that, been collecting store displays, the actual Happy Meal displays for years, and we had seen it as we rounded a corner. I could see the backside of her display, and it was just all of these Happy Meal displays, and I was like, and Carrie goes, oh my God, get out of my way. And we just kind of took off speed walking.
She probably had about 30 there to sell. And
yes.
I was like, what? And then she had boxes underneath the tables with like full sets of stuff for $5
each. $5 a bag, yeah.
So I'm like, well, let's see what we have. And of course, you picked out the two most expensive displays.
I did. I picked out
First we asked her.
Yes.
How much are the displays?
Because Carrie said, like, I will buy them all.
Well, I'm not for real, but yeah. And she's like, well, they start at $5 and go up from there. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you picked two up, and you asked her how much for these.
Right.
And we had three bags of Happy Meal.
No, we had five bags.
Okay,
we had $20 worth of Happy Meal, yeah.
Okay, it's four bags then. That's four. $20.
Okay, four,
yes, I'm sorry. So four sets of Happy Meal toys for $20, and then you had picked out two displays. So I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe $40.
Right.
She wanted like $75, and yes. I was like, wait a minute. And then she explained that, of course, you picked out the most expensive one.
I picked out displayers for Hook, for the Hook toys from the film, and for the Peanuts.
And the reason they were more than the other ones because that plastic.
Yes.
Which you'll see in the picture if you don't.
Yeah, in the video you'll see them. So we picked out those.
But we talked her down.
Yeah, I think.
Because I was like, no.
I think I ended up paying $60.
Yeah.
Which was,
Well, you paid.
I paid 50 of it.
You got some money from your mom for your
birthday.
And you were like, "All," and I was like, okay, that's fine then. But, so it ended up being worth it, even though that other couple wasn't there. But
yeah, I agree. It was,
that was why we wanted to go to Greenville. And pretty much after we hit that, we were like, okay.
Right.
Let's start to head to the antique mall.
And we had decided, and then we kept driving, and we kept seeing like these huge sales. And we're like, oh my, we have to stop. Like, we can't pass this.
What if there's something good?
Yeah, like, what are we going to do? Like, we stopped at three of those just on the way away from Greenville to where we needed to go. And we're like, well, we at this point, we're thinking we need to be on the road to that antique center by two.
Because
they're by three because they close at six.
And it's a huge place.
Yes.
And we, you know, want to make sure we had enough time to look through the whole thing. So that didn't work. I mean,
no.
It did. We were on the road probably, well, we got to the antique center at about 3:30.
Yes.
And, of course, you decided the first thing you wanted to do when we walked in was get something to eat.
I was starving. Like, we had not eaten since...
Breakfast.
Since 7
McDonald's.
This morning. Yeah, I was starving.
They had a little cafe in there, so you're like, I need to eat something before we look around. So I am the slowest eater alive, am I not?
Yes.
I really am. And I was hungry, too, but I'm, like, thinking, okay, I want to get something, But I'm looking at the clock because there was a clock right to the right of us, and I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I need to eat the... I got a hot dog, which you wouldn't think would take that long to eat. But again, I am the slowest eater.
Carrie's the slowest eater ever.
So I'm looking at the clock. It was like 3:35, and I'm like, I have to have this hot dog eaten by 9:45.
Yep.
I'm like, I have to eat this fast because that's only going to give us a little over 2 hours to look around. It's not going to be enough time. So I'm like trying to eat and not choke because I have a huge fear of choking. That's why I eat
so slow.
That's
why she eats so slow. She saw her little sister choke on
a hot dog of all things.
Yep.
So, but, and I did. I finished it and we got done at about 9:45. And then we're like, all right, let's look around.
But when you're sitting in the heart of Ohio, if you go to heartofohioantiques.com, you'll see their website. This place is huge. There is, I want to say, hold on, I've got their website up. It's the biggest antique store in America. Biggest, without a doubt. It's 116,000 square feet. It's got 1,400 booths and showcases. And it's got 30,000 square feet of an outdoor area that includes patio furniture, statuary, architectural items, and all this other stuff. So it's not just the stuff in the building, it's the stuff outside as well. As well as there's an auction facility located inside the antique center too. So I mean, it's
and a cafe.
It's 28 acres is what it covers. It's unreal. It is a huge place. So the minute you walk into this main section, and immediately you're like, oh, there's money in here. Like there's because immediately like I know in the 20s and 30s there used to be like traveling minstrels. Which were like, you know, religious kind of hymns and stuff that they would travel around and sing. And there was a big poster for one of these traveling minstrels that this stuff never survived because it was plastered to the wall in pieces and then they just plaster other stuff over it. So
I guess I didn't see that.
Yeah, so well, you had gone to the restroom and I was standing there and looked over to the right and there's this gigantic minstrel poster. And it was like, I'm looking at the sign, I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh... And it was like $2,700 or something just for this. I was like, oh, there's a lot of
Well, and that kind of set the theme for the whole. We saw a lot of stuff that we liked.
We saw a lot of cool stuff.
But not anything that was okay for our pocketbook.
it was interesting because, like I said, you walk into this central area. The registers are to your right.
You can go straight.
Or to the right or the left.
And then the problem was, the right and the left sides, and actually the straight side too, I'm not sure, those all branched off too.
Yes.
So you would start going down, and then you'd look over to the right, and you would go down, and then you'd have to come back. I was like, I'm glad you're with me, because I'm all
Carrie,
kinds of turned around.
Would get turned around. It was very cool, though. Yeah, we definitely saw a lot of really cool stuff at the Heart of Ohio Antique Center. And we did buy some stuff there that wasn't...
And we actually... There wasn't a lot of toys. There was, but not the amount of toys I was expecting for the size of this place.
Yes.
So we actually finished and paid and were leaving by like 5.
Yes, we had an hour.
So we got through there really quick.
Yeah, but it's well worth the stop to look because at least, if anything, there's a lot of very interesting... very pricey vintage toys in that mall. There was a lot of Disney stuff that we looked at that was pretty spectacular. We were like, we saw some
like
stuff.
Like old tin toys
and
stuff.
Yeah, we're like, man, if we'd won the lottery, we would just be like, we'll take everything right here. Just
I mean, it was a nice place. So I'm glad we went.
But oh, yeah.
There would be like whole sides that we would walk on and not see
anything
that we liked.
Yeah.
So
on the drive there, though, Carrie, of course, was asleep. She decided to take a nap.
Which is funny because we're going to talk later about something else that happened also while I was sleeping.
Yes. So as I'm heading down the highway to the antique mall, I look to my right and see these big signs that's like, to antique mall, stop now. And I was like, oh. And I'm like,
over 750 dealers.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, how far is that? And it literally the next exit down was where we had to get off to go to the Heart of Ohio. So I had told Carrie, hey, there's two more antique stores, big ones, down the road, like literally down the road. So when we were paying, I asked the lady, I'm like, hey, how far back is it to those two antique stores? She's like, go west. It's literally the next exit on your right. And I'm like, okay, cool. And it was less than a mile down the road, 2 miles down the road maybe. And it was a place called the Springfield Antique Center. And there's a smaller building in the front and a big building in the back. And now, mind you, by this point, it's like 5:10.
Yeah, both are closing at 6, so,
yeah. So
I suggested we go to the bigger one.
Yes. Carrie said, well, let's go to the big one. We'll, at least we can get through that. And we,
If we get through it in time, and then we can get over to the smaller one, that's fine. But
yeah. We got into the big
that one. I liked way more.
Yeah, that one was
than the Heart of Ohio.
We actually found more stuff in the Springfield Antique Center in the one building than we did.
There was so much Disney stuff.
Oh my god, it was unreal.
It was like every other case
was Disney stuff, and it looked like it was like stuff, all from the same dealer. It looked like.
Well, maybe, I don't know. They all had different numbers on them, but yeah. Stuff that we hadn't ever seen out in stores. No.
A lot of cool stuff. Just a lot of collector stuff. A lot of we had come across this one case that was nothing but like there was some princess stuff, but it was like nothing but Cinderella, and I was like, oh, I wish all this was Ariel stuff. And then we rounded the corner and walked around, and there's a case, nothing but Little Mermaid stuff. And yeah. I was like, oh. The problem was, though, is that the prices on there definitely reflected being in an antique center. I mean, you're talking...
We saw a lot of Disney stuff. That does not mean that we bought a lot.
No, we did buy some Disney
stuff.
But
it was neat to look at and see be like, oh, I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah, it was very cool. A lot of old Tycho Little Mermaid stuff and a lot of Disney collector stuff. A lot of Arco sets. We've talked about the Arco, the little figure sets. Saw some package sets that we'd never seen before. Which, unfortunately, if we had just a buttload more money.
Can we say the one thing that I found there that was my favorite find of the whole weekend?
Yes.
What was it? A Goofy rug.
Carrie found literally a rug that is shaped like Goofy's head. And she was standing on it, didn't realize it. And we got ready to leave the booth we were looking in. And she like backed up, looked down, and went, "Oh my god!" She's like, "Is this for sale?" And picked it up. And yes, a matter of fact, it was.
And it was $15. Yeah. And I was so
Carrie's
excited.
Carrie's like, "Can I get this for my birthday?" I was like, "You get whatever you want for your birthday."
I was so excited.
Yeah. It's a little dirty. It's been walked on quite a bit. We're gonna throw it in the wash on the cold cycle and get it cleaned up and see if it'll clean up pretty nice, I think. But
I hope so.
Yeah, it was really cool to be like, well, there's a Goofy rug. I've never seen a Goofy rug before. Okay.
No, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. That might have been one of the coolest finds of the trip for Carrie. Yeah, I'm trying to think what the best find we had all weekend was.
Well, I know you said that Walking Donald was a good deal.
Yes, they made in the late 70s, early 80s. They made these two. They made a Mickey and a Donald where. You could hold their arms up and squeeze their fists, and their legs would walk. So they were like, "Walk with me, Mickey. Walk with me, Donald." And we have the Mickey. We got the Mickey out of an auction years ago. And I had seen the Donald recently at a flea market we went to. I don't remember if it was the third Sunday or where it was. But I had seen it, and I had asked the dealer, "Hey, how much you want for Donald?" They wanted like $40, and he was beat up, and he was nasty looking. And I was like, "Well, that's awful." I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to keep going then. So we're at this little, walking around one of the sales of the 127, and we're walking down the aisles, kind of looking at the vendor booths, and we found this lady who just had these, these carts, like hay carts, and she had it loaded with stuff. But amongst all these, there was some vintage Disney stuff and boxes and that, and she had some stuffed animals and stuff off to the side, and we got to talk to her a little bit, and she had a Donald, and I was like, "Well, how much for Donald?" She's like, "Well, his hat's somewhere around here, it is," and she picked it up, and she's like, $5, and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, the Donald might have been our best find all weekend.
And then I know one of the other things we talked about after we bought it was you had purchased, Super Mario lunchbox.
Super Mario lunchbox in beautiful condition.
It was for $5 at one of the yard sales, and we saw that same lunchbox in one of those antique malls for $25.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's we got a deal because that's. I was like, number one, I had never really seen that lunchbox before, just in pictures. I'd never seen it in the wild, and I'm like, well, number two, and I'm like, for $5 with the thermos and the condition it's in, yeah, that's. That was one of the best finds, too.
The only other thing I remember we were excited about was those Captain Crunch figures.
Yeah, we found we stopped at this little place that smelled really bad, like trash. The smell was horrendous. I don't know what it was, but it was...
I was thinking...
Outside of the building. Inside the building was fine. Outside the building, we were like, oh my god, stuff
smells. No, I thought it smelled like manure.
It smelled pretty bad.
I don't know. I remember looking at you and I was like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But we stopped.
This guy had a bunch of toys in like his barn, but like it was like he didn't like care about them at all.
Yeah,
they were dirty, broken. Yeah, like that's where he stored them, I guess.
Yeah.
And These Captain Crunch figures, though, were like right when you walked in like the only clean part of the whole barn.
Yeah.
Thank God. And I didn't even know they made them. But I also don't keep up with like toys like that. But right. I was like, oh, those are really cool.
Yeah, he wanted like $10 a piece, and I was like, well, I kind of want those. He only had two of the four, but I'm like, yeah, still, I kind of want them. They're cool. We looked around, found a few other things, like some bags and.
Yeah, and you also saw something there that apparently was a big deal, and I didn't know about it. Was that He-Man?
Oh, there was a he had a Mosquitor on card there, and he only wanted like $60 for it from Masters Universe, which Mosquitor is a pretty hard figure to find complete anyway. Usually loose, it's a $40 figure at times. So I was like, $60 on the card's not bad. And I remember a couple years ago we had found one for $60 on a card, and I had immediately picked up the phone and called Danny. Pixel Dan, I'm like, hey, I'm standing here looking at a sealed Mosquitor for $60. And he's like, what's the card look like? I'm like, oh, the card's in pretty good condition.
This one, though, looked like the bubble was, like, smashed or something.
It may have had a little issue with it, but yeah, it was just funny. That
I don't know, I just remember you made a big deal about it, and I was like, oh, whatever, I don't know.
Well, I took a picture and sent it to Danny again. I said, look, I found another one! And, you know, hours later, Danny was out doing stuff. He finally texted me and goes, been a crazy day, I've been busy. He's like, did you buy it? I'm like, No. I'm like, well, those $60, a good price for it, but no, I didn't buy it. Like, I just thought you'd get a kick out of me finding another one of these. that was kind of cool. The sale overall, I'm glad that we did it.
We have fun. We always have fun when we go on road trips, so.
Yeah, and like I said, we hadn't got to do the 127 in a while. It was nice to be out in that area again. I thought it was funny. I told Carrie, I was like, you know, it's funny. Every time we've come, Greenville has always been the last stop. And I don't know where we started before.
I'm writing it down this time because I liked the route that we took.
Yes, I did too.
I think definitely try to do the same one next time we go. Cause
yes.
We found a ton of good stuff and there was plenty of sales to keep us busy. Yeah, and
I think next year, though, we've kind of planned it out pretty poorly the last couple times. But this next time we go, we'll do two nights. You know, we'll go up, we'll drive up the night before, we'll get up, do sales, get the hotel, wherever we're going to stop, get up the next day and do whatever we want to do and come home because...
Yeah, so we left the antique mall, the second one, as they were closing, we were paying.
Yes.
And started to drive home, and our plan was to drive for a couple hours because we'd just eaten in the cafe a little bit before that, and then get something to eat. And we had seen... when we were coming in on Friday night, several signs, you know, throughout the trip for Perkins. We love Perkins. And the one here in Springfield closed. And a few months ago, we were in Champaign and happened upon one by accident. We were like, well, let's eat here for lunch. We were so excited.
Yes, we were very excited.
So when we were coming down on Friday night, I was like, well, let's remember that there's some Perkins around here.
Yep.
So we plugged it in the GPS. And it said, you know...
17 miles. Yeah, it was in Indianapolis.
We had stopped at the gas station, used the restroom, and then we decided, okay, let's put it in and see how far we are, and we'll stop and eat.
What an adventure that was. Let's just say that it was very frustrating to get to, number one, because the exit I needed to take north was closed, so I took the south exit thinking, I can go around, get off on, you know, that exit, head to... I wanted to head west again and then head back the other way. I knew what I was trying to do.
You were trying to just go like in a square kind of, but.
So she finally took me and got me back on the road.
So she gets us back on the road and we're following where she's telling us to go. And I'm like, this isn't right. I don't see it.
Yeah.
So we just kind of went our own way for a few minutes. And then I was like, okay, no, let's do what she tells us. Yeah. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Let's go where she's telling us to go. So we literally drove exactly where she told us to, right up to where the little flag is on the GPS.
Yeah.
And the building was empty.
Oh, yeah. No, it not only empty, but they had torn it down and built a new one. There was no Perkins to be found.
Oh, my God. And pulled over and we laughed and laughed. And we're like, God. This is...
Yeah.
Crazy. Really? I'm like, okay, forget it. I'm not even hungry now. But we also had...
We had passed the David Buster's we ate at
the same
years
one
ago.
We'd ate at, yeah, last yeah. time. So I'm like, let's just go there and eat, even though I really didn't want to. I kind of wanted to eat quick and go because, you know, we wanted to get home.
We
but,
were still about 4 hours away.
Yeah, but I'm like, that's fine. Let's just go eat, and you can play a couple games, and And, you know, I knew that we liked it because last time we ate there, we really liked the food. So, and we knew right where it was.
Yes.
And we knew it was open.
So we did eat. We ate at Dave & Buster's, had a good dinner, played a couple games, and we're out on the road. And I slept most of the way home. Well, for a couple hours, I slept.
You slept, and then about Decatur, we switched. We got gas and switched spots because I could not keep my eyes open anymore. Yeah. And so that left you with about an hour and a half to drive home.
Yes.
So I went to sleep.
Carrie went to sleep, and I'm just driving along, cruising along. We were about 5 miles, 4 miles outside of Springfield.
Yeah, probably. We were almost home.
Almost home, and I'm driving along. Of course, there's nobody on the road. Like,
yeah, it's like midnight, 12:15, 12:30, something like that.
And the road that we were traveling, I mean, it's a highway, but there was no one out. So I'm, you know, just cruising along at 72 miles an hour, just in the left lane, which is the passing lane, I know, but you know what? There's nobody on the road. I don't have to pass anybody. I'm just gonna keep cruising. And I'm cruising along, and I'm paying attention to the road. I'm not doing anything else. I'm paying attention, and I kind of look, and I see. I'm like, it looks like smoke in front of me, and I see this shape coming at me, out of the darkness. And it takes me all of 5 seconds. Well, not even 5 seconds. Like 2 seconds to realize that is a car upside down in my lane. Holy crap! And I cussed as loud as I could, pumped the brakes as quick as I could. I'm not slamming because I know if I slam, I'm going to lose control of our car. So I'm pumping the brakes to kind of slow it, and I'm like swerving into the other lane thinking, you know, my hands are gripped tight on that wheel. I'm scanning as I'm swerving because there's debris everywhere. There's pieces of the engine sitting in the road. Like, it was a pretty horrific crash. And it was a single car crash. There was no one else involved. So I'm swerving and Carrie's bolting up.
I bolt up, and I'm not kidding you. My only thought, because I hear him cuss, I felt him, like, again, he didn't slam on the brakes, but he stopped quick.
Yeah.
Like, enough for me to know something's wrong, and he's swerving, and all I could think is, we're about to crash.
Yeah.
That was literally the only thought in my head was, we are about to crash.
Yep.
And my heart, oh my God. Oh, so scared. And I was like, what's going on? And you're like, there's a car back there. There's an accident. Oh, my God. So we, you know.
Pull
off the side of the road. We're up a little ways.
About 300 feet, maybe 200 feet.
Yeah. And, you know, a safe distance away.
I see a lot of other cars, you know, slowing down, pulling off.
Yeah. Well, the car behind us pulled up behind us. Yeah. We just sat there. But I'm like, oh, we need to call 911.
So I did. This is the first time I've ever had to call 911 for an emergency.
For an actual emergency. We've called 911 before, but not for real emergencies. And we're like, hey, we're...
I'm like, this is where I'm at. This is the exit I'm looking
for.
There's
a car.
I'm about 400 feet back from it. I'm like, there's a car about another 400 feet behind me that is in the traffic lane, flipped upside down on its...
And the guy, I could hear the guy asking you, is there somebody? Is he? And we're like, we don't know.
I don't know. I'm like, I just...
Another car pulled over in front of us, and the guy got out, and I'll admit I did not want you to go over there. I was scared because I knew it's dark out.
Yeah.
What if the next person that comes up doesn't see it, and I didn't want them to hit you.
Right.
Hit that car. I didn't know. And honestly, my biggest fear was that you were going to walk over there and find a dead body.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. But I mean, but you went, and I that was fine. I just told you, please be careful and watch for vehicles.
Yeah.
And I stayed. I got out and just kind of stood behind the car. And that guy that was in front of us walked over there with you. And you can tell him what happened.
Well, we walked over, and I remember asking them, I was like, is there anyone in the car? Is everyone okay? And they're like, nope, we're good here. And I'm like, all right. Well, the guy that was in the car luckily walked out, you know, walked away from that wreck. But it looked like he had been going.
He was coming toward. He was going west.
Because we were going...
No.
No, he was going east.
We were going west.
See, he was coming from the east side. Looks like somehow he lost control of the car, hit the grass, went through that ditch, came up off the curb, and came off in such a way that when he came up, he flipped and scooted across the road in such a way. But
There must have been a car behind him, and they had pulled over, and there were two guys that were already standing over there.
Yes.
So we're thinking somebody had already called 911, because, like, literally, before you even had gotten over there all the
Here
way,
comes a cop,
there
know.
Was sirens yeah. coming. So I figured, you know, we maybe weren't the first people to call. We didn't know.
No,
I mean,
it had to have happened moments before we pulled up on it.
Several minutes, maybe.
But yeah, it was nuts. It was
you said he had
the,
it.
The guy had, the guy was fine. He was on the phone with someone. He was smoking a cigarette. His car is like, you know, 10 feet away from us. Like smoke's billowing out from the bottom of it. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm looking around at the debris on the ground, and there's like a Sawzall on the ground. It's like everything in his trunk exploded out. So there's a Sawzall, there's wrenches, there's a hammer. I'm just like, holy crap, man. You know, there's parts of his engine sitting, you know, in, you know, the engine block part of it is shoved up. And I'm just like, wow. And the guy's got, you know, they're talking to the guy, some of the other guys. He's got like, they're, you know, he's got blood running down his forehead. He's got a gash in his back, I guess. So he, you know, he was lucky to walk away from it as best he did. But, you know, the cop finally gets there and he's like, you know, comes up, checks on the guy. The cop starts kind of directing traffic by because he's stopped in that lane with the sirens going so people will know to get over. So I decide, okay, well, I'm not going to stay. I'm like,
well, I'm not needed. Yeah, I'm mean, needed. I did I'm my going, job. Yeah,
I'm going
you
back
know.
To the car. Just, as long as the guy's okay and the cops are here, I'm fine. And as I'm walking back, here come more, you know, cops and ambulance. Yeah. And Carrie, bless your heart. She's like, I'll drive. And I kept thinking, I'm like, I'm not going to argue with you, but there's no way, because Carrie,
I was a mess.
Is a ball of kinetic injury and in energy. And she's just like,
I was just a nerd. I was she, just
her hands are shaking.
But I was worried that you were like that. I just was worried that that was a lot for you to go over there and deal with. So right. I was like, I'll drive the rest of the way home, which was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, my hands, because I still was so shooken up by being woken up. I mean, woken up out of it, like, deep sleep thinking that we're about to crash into something. That's yeah. all I thought was, oh my God, we're about to hit something, crash.
Yeah, it was
and then plus I was nervous the whole time you were over there because I kept thinking he's gonna walk back over and tell me that somebody over there, because from the little bit I could see, again, we were kind of, we'd parked far enough up, and but I could tell that it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I just thought, he's gonna come back and tell me that somebody's dead.
Yeah,
like that's a be a tough thing
it,
to
it was,
see.
It was rough walking up on that, and I didn't know what I was gonna find.
Oh,
I could see other people milling about like behind the car, so I'm thinking if somebody had been in the car, they would have been trying to get them out of there, talking to them, but they right. were like behind the car milling around. So I'm like, okay, but there's obviously no one in the car because no one's
out like, yeah. Oh God, we got to get him out before it blows up or something.
So.
I watched too many action movies,
yeah.
And that was like my biggest worry was that, yeah, because I could see the smoke.
Yeah,
I'm like, this car's gonna blow up like right as you're like approaching it, like on TV and
well,
stuff.
There was no fire or anything. I think all the smoke was from like the water and the oil, like not oil, but maybe the water in the engine hitting the engine after it flipped and coming, you know, and like it, that's what was causing the smoke. Yeah, it was the. The well, air conditioning and stuff was
whatever.
Smoking.
Still,
so of course Carrie's like, I'll drive. I'm gonna drive the rest home. I'll drive.
And you were just
as calm as could be.
Oh my God, you were just. I mean, we learned last night that I am not.
Carrie is not good under pressure.
No, in a disaster, do not call me because no. I do not know how to handle it or what to do. So the whole time I'm driving us home, like shaking the whole way, and you're just over there sitting and. Man, I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, I'm fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
I'm like, seriously, you can tell me. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna like think you're less of a man if you're like,
no.
That was awful.
It was perfectly calm as could be, like straight as an arrow. Like
And I don't know why I would expect otherwise, because we've never had a situation like that happen before, but like all the other things we've dealt with, like, you know, my dad's death and Chase and all the awful things that we've dealt with in 10 years.
Right.
You're always like the calm
yes.
between us. I'm yes. always the crier.
Carrie's the storm and I'm the calm.
Yeah. It's. But I just thought that's kind of a big deal to walk up on. I've never actually seen an accident before like that.
I have years and years and years ago when a guy fell asleep at the wheel and bumped the back of mom's bumper when I was younger. And we watched him in the rearview mirror. He bumped us. Mom was like, oh God, because you just hit the bumper. But he bumped us and kept going. And we watched him speed by us. And you could tell he was out. And he sped up and just hit a phone pole just as hard as he could. Boom. And he lived. He was fine. But he had I don't remember if he had epilepsy or what it was. But
oh gosh.
So he passed out. He just,
right.
just passed out.
Oh my God.
Nothing he could do about it. So nobody was ticketed because it was just a health thing. It was just like, dude.
Yeah, right. You know.
But he lived. We made sure he was okay.
Oh my gosh.
That was the only other accident I've ever been a witness of.
Well, and I just kept thinking too, though, like just coming up on that in the car, like if I'd been driving,
if you had been driving, we would have hit that car. And that's not to say, because the way that I know that you deal with that type of, not that type of situation, but those situations, your mind, for as quick as you are and as smart as you are,
it would freeze up.
You would have froze up and you would have been like, eh.
And I would have just, yeah.
And just plowed into
so
it.
I probably would have. I mean, I don't know. I just was thankful that you were driving and it all worked out okay. But I still felt really bad for you because I'm like, that's. To come up on that and then all of a sudden have to like...
Oh, nothing to come up on that, but come up on that going 72 miles an hour and suddenly here's this shape coming at you.
Yeah,
and
it's the middle of the night.
Holy sh... You know?
Yeah. Well, and what was it this morning? What did you say to me this morning? I was asking you...
I saved our lives!
Well, I was asking you what you wanted to do for your birthday today. And you said you wanted to go see a Suicide Squad.
I
want to
go see Suicide Squad.
And I was kind of like, ugh, because I kind of wanted to just hang out at home today.
Right.
All the traveling
we've been
gone
all weekend, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And you're like, hey, I saved our lives last night.
Right.
I'm like, oh, good. How long
starts.
Are we going to use that?
I saved us. We live because of me. Because of me.
Scary, man. It's just, it. And I, you know, I hate to presume things, but I just don't know how in the world something like that can happen when you're driving
either,
by yourself.
He either fell asleep. Well, there's three things. He either fell asleep because it was late.
Which
he
I can understand.
May have been playing on his phone, hit a pothole, lost control of the car. Or he just lost control of the car. I couldn't tell from the tires, but he may have had a blowout, and he's never had to deal with a blowout on 70 miles an hour.
Yeah,
and doesn't know
yeah.
what to do in that situation.
I just,
lost control, veered off, lost control of it, and that was all she wrote.
I just always, anytime I hear about a single vehicle accident, my first thought is always, like, how does that happen? I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there are things that can happen that you just can't.
You can't control.
You just,
but,
I mean,
I kind of looked.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Good Lord, I can't even imagine.
I kind of looked in police beat today throughout our local news and nothing on the web and nothing reported it. So maybe tomorrow, because it was so late. I didn't see anything from last night at all. But I'm kind of curious to see, you know, to see the police report of what happened.
Yeah. If, yeah.
To see what actually.
If they even report on it, it may not even have been a big. You know, because
yeah.
it's not like it blocked traffic, really. I mean, or
no, but,
backed up traffic,
yeah.
because, there was hardly any cars on the road.
Yeah.
Luckily,
yeah.
Because my big thing was, when we talked about it later, was, I mean, that could have turned out bad for us, like, in a lot of different ways, because it literally just happened. Like, we could have been at that moment where he's, like, flipping over right in front of us.
Yeah. And
well,
at that point, there's
and I
no...
hate to think about like what might have happened because it didn't happen, but it's just scary that so quickly things change.
Yeah, yeah. But
so I'm thankful that you were paying attention.
Yeah.
And keeping me safe while I'm just over there just
yeah
slumbering away in my sleep, you know, and oh God.
And it's a weird stretch of highway because usually highways there's lights.
Yeah, and there's
and
not
there's nothing on that stretch of highway. Like it's dark. So
scary.
It was, it was,
Well, and I think too, wasn't it kind of not right as you turned a corner, but it was like part
you
of it.
You come around like come around a curve kind of off the highway. And as you come around, you can see the exit in front of you. And that was what caught my eye first with the exit. And then as I looked back down to see, you know, cause I'm looking at the GPS, I'm looking at the GPS and I look at the exit. And I'm like, okay, well that's not where we're going to get off yet. Just to see how close we were. That's when that shape like appeared. And I was like, what is that? I'm like, oh, that's a car. I'm like, oh crap.
Well, that's not what came out of your mouth.
Oh no, that is definitely not what came out of my mouth. But for the sake of the podcast, crap is what came out of my mouth. But no, not, the things that came out of my mouth were much more explicit.
Yeah.
By all rights, they should have been. I'm a grown man. I have the mouth of a sailor sometimes. And in that situation, curse words were very much needed because there was just...
it was scary.
It was quite
yeah, that's why it's funny when you said the power going out was an omen.
It was an omen,
well.
And that was kind of another omen that's like, oh, well, I'm glad this trip's over then, apparently. It was very interesting. It was a very interesting trip. A lot of fun, some frights, some scares. we had a good time, but there you go, gang. There's our we wanted to come on and discuss, which is why I didn't ask for any fan questions, because we kind of were up in the air. I was like, are we going to do an audio podcast and a video podcast, or are we just going to do a video podcast and put the audio of that up, or you know? So we decided we're going to do an audio podcast to kind of tell you about the trip, and then later this week, an episode of Collection Expansion Extravaganza will be up where we show off everything we found on the 127 sale. So you'll be able to see the couple things we talked about, as well as everything else we found on youtube.com/toyworldorder. Just keep your eyes out later this week for that episode of Collection Expansion, because we will be filming it on Monday. So I will get it edited, get pictures taken, get it put up as quick as possible. So you'll be able to check out everything we found. Check out our sponsors, Ben's Toy Bin at benstoybin.com and youtube.com/benstoybin. Hit subscribe, as well as go to youtube.com/toyworldorder. Hit subscribe, mash the like button. Check out all we have there to offer. Check out toyworldorder.com for every episode of this show, as well as every episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. So it's the only place you can find the entire catalog of both of these shows, absolutely free to download to your portable device and phone, so you can check that out. And gang, thanks for listening, and we'll be back hopefully soon with another new episode. And until then, gang, take care, and we'll see you later.
The thoughts, opinions, and nerd rants are solely those of your hosts and do not represent those of our sponsors.